Hello, friends. It's the Sassy Scribe, and I am here today at Do Good Day, and it is an amazing day. I am stopping at 35 booths to share with you what's going on and how you can make a difference. There's a pet guardianship program. There are so many things that go on. Friends of Strays Animal Shelter, you can get involved by donating, volunteering, and fostering. It's a 501(c). And I'm going to be talking right now with one of their volunteers. Welcome.
Hey, welcome. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Friends of Strays.
Friends of Strays is the oldest no-kill shelter located here in St. Pete. It was founded in 1978. Let me take care of that real quick. There you go.
We're actually giving out stickers today, and the kids are coming by for the stamps. Okay, so, yes.
Sorry about that. So we are the oldest no-kill shelter here in St. Pete. It was founded in 1978. We take care, of course, both kitties and doggies. We actually get all of our animals from the state of Florida. We usually get them from other shelters that are kill shelters, and they're on the block ready to be euthanized, and so we will actually take them into both of our shelters.
You know, this is an amazing booth. We call it the Forever Family, about making a difference. And, you know, in addition to the pet adoption, they focus on life-saving programs, promoting and pet retention, community empowerment, and most importantly, human pet education. You've got some fun events coming up.
Yes, we are going to be doing a fundraising event on June 14th, and that will be a casino night playing with the big dogs, and that will be at the Boca Ciega Ballroom in St. Pete Beach. And then also we are going to be doing a free dog vaccination microchip clinic at the Lelman Exchange, and that is on April 26th. And that, of course, is for people in need of having their pet taken care of, but they are unable to do that.
You know, there's so much going on at post-hurricane still, and I know that Friends of Stray was impacted by this, and you guys have come back. Tell us a little bit about what's going on post-hurricanes with our animals and why you need to think about fostering or adopting.
Well, you should always foster or adopt instead of shopping. Yes, there were many animals that were displaced, and we actually took several of them in. And luckily, the majority of them have been adopted out already. In fact, most animals, it's unusual if they stay around at either of our shelters for more than a week.
So, friends, we're at Ferg's Sports Bar, and we're with the Forever Family, Friends of Strays, and tune in. We're going to be talking to more incredible nonprofits.